Hey guys, how's it going? It's Vasilia, and I'm actually here to record my first ever podcast, and it's gonna be about the importance of audiovisual elements in any corporate event. Now, first things first, some people have told me my voice is very soothing, some people have told me that my voice is very monotone, and you're gonna just have to listen to it regardless. Okay, now first, let's get into what are audiovisual elements at an event? What are these things? Well, they're going to be your video camcorders that you use, your microphones, the lighting that you're going to have to set up for both front and back if you want a little pizzazz, and then of course like projection, screens, all of that great stuff that you're going to want because who wants to go to a corporate event where you're just sitting in a chair and seeing the presenter and that's it, you know? First of all, let's talk about microphones. Microphones are important because if it's a corporate event, it's probably going to be a big venue, which means that I don't want to hear the presenter screaming for everyone in the back. They're going to need a microphone. You're going to need a good one. Maybe handheld, maybe a lav mic, so the presenter can walk around and seem a little more intrigued. That way they can speak at a normal level and the people in the back can hear without the presenter straining their voice. Next, let's talk about some lighting. Now, lighting isn't necessary if you're looking for a boring event, but if you want a little pizzazz, like I said earlier, you're gonna want some lighting, some cool LEDs that just make the show look more intriguing. Because I mean, if I'm going to an event, I'm gonna take it more seriously if it looks like the people who set up took it seriously. I'm gonna enjoy myself if the people working the event are enjoying themselves, which means cool lights, cool LEDs, like, you know, that kind of stuff. A lot more interesting. Next, let's talk about the cameras. You're gonna want a camera, and with the camera, you're gonna want an LED display video wall, which is a little more interesting. Some people like to do the simple projection on a white background, which is okay, but I prefer an LED display video wall. Looks more professional, looks more intense, it'll grab people's attention more, it has more color, it's more vibrant than just like a projection on a white screen, but depends on the budget that you have, I guess. But the cameras are really important. You're going to want one that has great autofocus. You're going to want one that can have a really long battery because you don't want to change in the middle of it and have the back screen go black. Like, that's a little embarrassing. So make sure you're picking out the right camera. Make sure you're picking out the right package that comes along with it, you know? All these things are really important. And so when you have a corporate event, look at all the audiovisual elements that go along with it. You don't want a boring event. You want to have fun. You want the people to have fun. So you want to have a proper camera, proper microphones. Definitely put some lighting in there to make it fun and energetic. And it'll be the perfect corporate event for you. So I hope that this podcast put a little more thought into your brain when it comes to the importance of audiovisual elements. And let's go ahead and make conferences and conventions and anything corporate that you know might be boring a lot more fun. I hope everyone enjoyed this podcast, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. This is Vasilia, signing off.